You are now listening to a Bush Different podcast.
We have none other than the MMC of the Department of Economic Development and Spatial Planning, and that is Ma'am Sarah Mabotsa. Good evening, ma'am, and welcome to the Bus Connect Show. You're right here on Poort FM.
Ah, we announced to all the listeners, and I fire believe that you've invited me today to this show. Thank you so much, FM.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I do not work by myself in the studio on the Bus Connect Show. I also have my co-host, Mr. Charles. Mr. Charles, can you say hi to the MMC?
Good evening, MMC. Welcome to our show. And I know we're going to have a special day, special information session to make sure that people get a lot of information from you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for always inviting me just to share information that you, the work that you are doing as the city. I really, really appreciate all this moment that you've been giving me. Thank you so much, and continue doing that, because I'll be able to make myself available anytime that you want to discuss such good matters with us.
Brilliant. Before we get into the serious matters for our listeners, MMC, if you can just briefly give our listeners an introduction of yourself and your role.
Oh, definitely. My name is Sarah Mabotsa. I'm the MMC for Economic Development and Spatial Planning in the capital city. So my role as an MMC, we all know that the MMC and the mayor, they're normally, we are also calling them councillors, because they've been sworn in councillors. And basically what we are doing as the councillors is to make sure that we service the community. You know, the local government, I mean, it's a very straightforward kind of a sphere of government, but yet you've got a lot of responsibilities that we should be undertaking. For example, in a simple language, I will say the local government, our responsibility, our mandate is to provide basic services to our communities. That's it. The other one is to ensure that there's accountability, responsibility with our officials. That's the second one. And then the third one, where I'm being deployed to, is to ensure that people in the city of Tshwane, the residents especially, do get an opportunities for job creation and to grow our economy. So basically that's me. But in terms of my qualification, yes, I'll start with what, more than 24 years of working experience in different spheres of government. So we can know from national, provincial, as well as local government. So I do have my post degrees that I've studied. And one of those ones, I would say it's policy administration and public management. And I also done one in property management and development. So that's basically me. And I'm a resident and a proud resident of the capital city. And I'm so passionate about having to give to the community so that we change the lives of the community on a daily basis. So in a nutshell, that's me.
Thank you so much, MMC. I'm sure the listeners are very impressed that we are in good hands. And the information that is about to be shared, listeners, you do know that we have the MMC with 24 years of experience in government. So, MMC, tonight we're going to focus on the report back for the past 12 months from the Tshwane business for support and contributions to growth and of jobs and investor confidence. Now, MMC, we do know that taking our focus here, Stats SA recently confirmed that Tshwane saw a 4.5% drop in unemployment. And I think well done to the city for that. The largest reduction of any metro in South Africa. And I want the listeners to hear that again. Stats SA recently confirmed that Tshwane saw a 4.5% drop in unemployment. That is the largest reduction of any metro in South Africa. Now, MSC, to what do you attribute the Tshwane miracle, if I may call it that, compared to other cities?
Sure. You know, we started in October 2024. So while we're sitting as Meiko, we realize that economy in Tshwane is not growing at all. And people, the rate of unemployment is going higher and higher and higher. So we said to ourselves that we cannot leave this kind of a situation because, you know, unemployment is causing a lot of problems in the society. All this ill health that is happening in the society is because of unemployment rate. So what we did, we have what we call Tshwane Economic Revitalization Strategy. So in that strategy, we identified 11 sectors. I'm not going to call all of them, but what is also important, I just have to highlight a few of them. Like, the, for example, we spoke about the township economy that we really need to revitalize. We spoke about construction, we spoke about property development, we spoke about digital, we talk about secular economy, spoke about diplomatic economy, and so forth and so forth. So we said in that strategy, we said, you know what, we want to set ourselves a target. So when we look at that strategy, we said in the next 5 years, we want to see ourselves having to generate investment value of 3.9%. But not only that, but in terms of the rent value, we said to ourselves, we want to make sure that the city of Tshwane has attracted investment close to from 16 billion rand to 37 billion rand. So when we're presenting the strategy to council, other political parties, obviously they thought maybe, you know, very being ambitious. We said, yes, we want to change the narrative because we cannot allow this kind of situation to happen on our watch. So then when we busy implementing that strategy, then we realized that, you know, it looks like there's a response from the community and from the investors, and as an example. So we also tested our strategy last year in September, where we set our target of 5 billion rand, you know, worth of investment pledges. But guess what? We end up with 86 billion rand of worth of investment. So what does that told us? It tells us that, you know what, the investors out there, you know, they begin to have and it is understanding and confidence in this administration. And immediately when investors are doing that, know that, you know what, there will be people who are coming to the city to come and invest. And once they do that, once a company is being built, as an example, so it will mean people will be able to get employment. So how this is how basically we did. And, you know, just I don't want to rub it in, but with the steps that you spoke about, right, we said the jobs that we created in Tshwane is seven times the city of Joburg, Ekurhuleni, Ethekwini, and Cape Town combined. So this on its own is giving us much confidence, and the residents of Tshwane, when you go out there, you know, they are uploading us. So you know what? We really need this kind of administration because we are not just sitting down. We are making sure that, you know what, there's things that we are doing just to assist our community, because we are saying to ourselves that, you know, we want to leave a legacy in the city of Tshwane. We don't want to be just an administration that will sit there and, you know, having to, you know, loiter around. We said, no, yeah. You can see us that we are wearing our boots. You can see us, you know, going everywhere to do our operation, our TMPD, waste management, the portals are being cleaned, economy is growing. So we are all good. So we just need the support from all the residents of Tshwane to say, you know what, let's work this thing together. Let's do it together. As I always say, that Tshwane is rising. And we want to rise with the residents of Tshwane. So the economic growth was one part of it. I said, Tshwane is open for business. And when we went to that investment summit, it means the investors listen to us. Let me tell you the real investment value that we had since then. We had, to date, we've got 11.8 billion rand of confirmed investment.
Wow. Wow. What an achievement for the city. If I may ask, MMC, and I would say well done for the city to, I mean, 86 billion rand is no small pocket change. We're very, very well done. What specifically is the private sector seeing in Tshwane now that they weren't seeing a few years ago? I mean, for the private sector to invest 86 billion in the city, what would you say is the difference, MMC?
You know, the first part is that we are open to communication. We are having in Bezos, we've got committee meetings, we've got, you know, forums with the investors, just to take them on board to say what is it that we are doing. But beside that, when you check around, you know, you can see that, you know, our lights are on now. The potholes have been patched. Though, you know, sometimes you find that, you know, it's raining. The electricity that you used to have a lot of problem, then it's been resolved. So when investors come to a place, they want to make sure that those things are done. But besides that, we also created another good platform for the investors. So we call them Invest SA One Stop Shop. As an example, so we said to our investors, you don't have to run up and down, you know, trying to look who is who in terms of, for example, your municipal services, as example. If you want, you need a certain documentation, you just have to come to one place so that we can be able to assist you. So that one-stop shop now, at the moment, it's run by Tshwane Economic Development Agency, is TIDA. But other than that, we have what we call 200 business line. But now I'm told that, you know, we are increasing the number. So with those 200 business people, it's the one that, you know what, also prioritizing in terms of service delivery. But I'm not saying that we are not prioritizing the residents. So we are saying, instead of them having to go to another municipality, let's give them all these kind of incentives so that they can be able to know and remember that, you know what, in Tshwane, I don't have to wait for 3 months to get a land application from being processed, as an example. So it's some of the things that we sit down and say, no, we cannot, you know, do a business as usual. We need to change the narrative. We want the residents, we want the business to come back to where they're supposed to be invested, because Tshwane is the capital city. If you look out about all the sectors that I spoke about, diplomacy is one of them. Can you imagine if 136 embassies right in the capital city? So it's second to Washington, D.C. So if, you know, all the investors who are coming able can be able to know and understand that, you know what, we are doing things differently. So we have even engagement with those diplomats to say, you know what, this is what are you doing in our country, for example? How can you be able to assist us moving forward? This is the strategy that we are doing, because we are selling it everywhere. We've got the strategy and we are part of the sector. How can we be able to contribute to our beloved city? That's basically what we are doing.
Brilliant.
So we are changing the narrative, we are doing things differently, and people, residents are believing in what we are doing differently, and they really appreciate it.
Brilliant.
Good evening, MMC, speaking to Charles. I just want to find, I mean, I can see that you guys are really making moves, cutting the red tape. You've moved towards automating land use applications, and you also launched an online portal for spaza shops. How was this digital shift directly impact, and how does this digital shift directly impact the speed of doing business for a regular entrepreneur in the city?
You know, just thank you for the question. It's a very brilliant question. Remember when the president said to all the South Africans to say, you know what, I'm tired of kids having to eat poison food. So we stood, and then, you know what, it was not so long time ago that we started in office. I think it's one of my, you know, drive there in terms of this process. So to our, you know, disbelief, I'll call it, we end up registering more than 5,000 applicants for that spaza shop. And I think so far, and we also have our online business registration. So in that way, it also helps in terms of having to expedite the processes, because, you know, sometimes people get tired to come and queue and all that. So we went out there, and I also sent a media statement, a lot of interviews, a lot of engagement with the informal traders, a lot of engagement with the communities themselves. And I say, guys, you know, this is the time of South Africans to run a business. Yeah. Because after this process has been closed, though, you know what, it's still like an open kind of a thing, then we'll be able to begin to know and understand that who is selling what where. Yes. And to top them all up, we said we want to assist the South Africans or the residents of Tshwane to be compliant. Yes. And that's when we also embarked on that process of the applications, then they wrote the application. We help them with the licensing. We help them with the certificate of acceptability. And that is also important because we train them on how to handle food and checking the where they are trading. Is it compliant? If not compliant, then how are we going to be assisted? So it's some of the initiatives that we have done on the spaza shop registration. But on NEPS, you 100% right. NEPS is also helping because without development, there won't be any economic growth. Yes. So our developers, we launched that system, we call it NEPS. That NEPS system, they can be able to apply online, unlike having to go everywhere to the region and having to queue for a very long time. So that NEPS is helping us in that regard. But, you know, there are other regions, but Region 6, I know for a fact that, you know what, it's been rolled out complete. But there are other regions, two regions that, you know, we're still going to roll it out. But in Region 6, I know that, you know, the developers out there, they are using the system. And, you know, if maybe there are some glitches. So what we do, we also have what we call property development forum. So in that forum, we are discussing everything that has to do with development, from land application process to your zoning, to your, if there are issues on transport, if there are any issues on electricity, those things, because we don't want to chase away investment in Swat. So having to have that constant forum is also helping us to know and understand what are their challenges and how can we be able to assist them. So these two systems, I'm very proud that, you know what, we've launched it and it's working very, very, very well thus far. And it's also helping. Remember, we also had so many precinct plans, the master plans, automotive city master plan that, you know, we also approved as council. Because, you know, the residents out there, when we started in this administration, they didn't understand the significance and the importance of having to plan in advance. So the precinct plan is also helping us in that regard. I'll give you an example. In March 2025, we approved Tshwane Automotive City Master Plan there in Rosine. You know, it was 7,000 hectares of automotive manufacturing in the capital city and somewhere in Rosine, right in Region 6. So that's how big we want to go. And the total development projected is around 150,000 jobs. But, you know, it's a long term. But there are other precinct plans that we have already approved where you find out, you know what, some other jobs can be able to be created with immediate effect. But talking about that, I came to the radio station some other time. When we had our investment summit, we launched what we call ITUA program. Mm-hmm. That ITUA program is going to assist a lot of unemployment, especially the youth. So we said, we know what, in South Africa, the educational system that was being designed, mm-hmm. that, you know what, there are so many young men, women who completed their matric as an example. Then you find that, you know, they cannot be able to have an experience. And so what happened? Then they end up not being having to be employed. Yeah. So we said, no, this is another internship program that we really want to explore. Then we launched that ITUA program there. So, you know, a simple thing like a driver's license. I mean, there are people who are so privileged that, you know what, they can be able to get their driver's license at the age of 18. But we know for a fact that we know we are living in real world. There are so many who are out there that, you know, they don't have a driver's license. When they try to apply, then we'll say, no, one of the requirements is a driving license, as an example. So we want to close that particular gap as the city. That's why we are launching that Ituba program. Okay. So I also have, now we have created a portal.
Yeah.
So I want to understand and say, we do have a portal, and it's also their opportunity to register. So I'm going to share that that media statement with the RQ code, so that whoever is listening now, they can just go and click on that RQ code, and then it will be able to take them straight to the application process.
Brilliant.
Because we want to have many kids who really wants to benefit out of this. And on this ITWAP program, what we did, we said, you know what, as a city, we don't have enough money, but we want to assist the residents out there.
Okay.
So we
MMC?
Want to, yes.
Yeah. You giving away everything to our listeners. That's so brilliant. But we wanted to touch on the VIP treatment program.
That you basically give VIP treatment to 200 businesses. Some might see this as a special treatment, MMC. How do you justify this priority service to the average resident?
No, definitely we are doing that. If you recall, Charles, is that our offices, remember, we've got 7 regions, from region 1 all the way to region 7. And all the regions, we do have offices. Remember, there we've got monitorium, right? The residents of Swan, we've got a region there. So we've got that region in region 6. So if they've got any issue with regard to their electricity, we've got very efficient client service there. If they've got any issue with their plans, for example, I've got Michelle there. So you see, now that's the detail that, you know what, we know that we do have that officials who are designated in different regions. But we're not saying that we are excluding the residents of Swan. If you can look at our MediStat, it's our head office there. It's always, you know, there's always people who are coming to do face-to-face client services, and then, you know, also giving them the opportunity to go and check or assess our performance. So basically what I'm saying is that, you know what, it's not only these 200 business people that, you know what, we are dealing with. We are dealing with all the reasons, but the reason that we has also established this business line is that we don't want our VIP, the business people, to go next door, to go to another municipality. That's why I also indicated that, you know, we're no longer only having 200, so we are having more, because they begin to realize that this VIP line, it's working. Mm-hmm. Because those are the business people who find that, you know what, maybe per month, né, they are paying, as an example, 700,000 just per business.
Yeah.
Others are paying millions just on water, electricity, property rate, the basic services. So we said, you know what, we don't want any other municipality to be our competitor. So we want to give them the best service ever, that, you know, they can be able to be satisfied and, you know, come back.
Yeah.
Because, you know, service delivery on customer services is all about, you know, having that nice and good experience that will make one to come back to the same place where he got a very good service.
So brilliant. That's easy. Brilliant.
So definitely. We are not excluding anyone.
Definitely. Okay.
Thank you.
That is brilliant, MMC. I must say, well done for the Tswane residents. And for the listeners out there, we are with the MMC of Economic Development and Spatial Planning, Ms. Sarah Mabotja. And we've touched on so many interesting things, from the 86 billion rand investment that the city has achieved. But now, in closing, MMC, we would just like to find out, in terms of efficiency and savings, by insourcing the quantity surveying services, for example, the city saved about 16 million rand. Are there other departments where you plan to cut maybe the middleman to save us, the taxpayers, some money?
Yes, Oh, yes, indeed. You know, if we can, we're going to be having our supper very soon, please invite me again, but I'll let you know of the date. Now, what you are saying as the city, as this new mayor committee, we say we want to give opportunity to the residents of Swan. We want them to get job opportunities, because if we outsource everything, it's like we are outsourcing the whole city.
Yeah.
So we started, if you can look at that, remember there was this hullabaloo that the other parties that I don't want to promote, that, you know, we are spending $3.7 million.
Yeah.
That's not the case. We are insourcing our water tankers, because we say water tankers is not sustainable. Mm-hmm. And we know for the fact that the resident doesn't want water tankers.
Yeah.
So we are being on a process of having to get them at least in the communal tab. The issue of the boreholes, the issue of formalizing the informal settlement. Remember, the most problem that, you know, we end up having these water tankers is because of having to deal with the issue of the informal settlement. So what we do, we also establish a committee, and we are engaging with different communities, informal settlement, to say that this is our plan. The issue of the shed marking, the issue of having to, you know, to have a township established. So it's some of the things that we are looking at. The issue of Kabugu will be there. All our informal settlement, and we say to all the residents, yes, the rest, and everyone else who's listening, please, you know, help us, because we want to help you so that we can be able to make sure that we formalize it. Because we say, you know, it's fine, because other, you know, there are various reasons for people to end up in informal settlement. But what we want to do is eventually want to give them the dignity.
Yes.
That, you know what, they can be able to live. You know, assets, it's a legacy, so that they can be able to leave it to their grand and grand and grandchildren. And again, in Easterners, you know, we'll be also developing the social housing. So that's how, you know what, we are going. We are eating it bit by bit.
Nice.
So already you can see both in a few months, already we've got so many plans. And we also have another plan that, you know, I always say, I nearly forgotten about. The informal trading bylaw. We went to council, it's been approved. So we are in the process of gazetting it. But that informal trading bylaw is also going to make sure that we clean up the areas where we find that there are so many illegal immigrants who are running the shops. So we are saying to the South Africans, to the residents of Swart, say, your time is now. Be ready so that you can be able to run your business. Because if the residents of Swan are the one who are running this business, what do you mean? Our economy will even grow bigger. But if we allow other people who are exploiting, who are sleeping in the shops, and who sometimes, you know, most of them don't even pay tax. And December time, what they do, they just take all the money, because when we do operation, we get money under the mattress. People are sleeping in the very same place where they are trading. So that's some of the things that we are looking forward to. You know what? Residents of Swanee, help us. We are going to do that in Bizo.
Brilliant.
But now it's also, I even forgotten to tell you today, that today we made another significant moment. You know what we have done? We broke the ground there in Marabastad.
I saw you. I think I saw the communication. And MMC, I must say, that is brilliant, brilliant work. Before we let you go, MMC, if any of our entrepreneurs are listening to you, I mean, all the amazing things that the city is doing. And as you know, our show is all about the business connection show, so that we can get entrepreneurs starting from the ground, or even if you are established, take your business to the next level. For those type of people, or even an investor, what would you say if they have not engaged with the city yet? What would you say if they haven't engaged with the Invest SA one-stop shop? What is your direct invitation to them, MMC?
Oh, yes. As I mentioned, Swan is open for business. And South Africans, residents of Swan, this is your opportunity. Come to the capital city's offices. I'm also going to share the email address that, you know, they can be able to engage with us. I'm going to start with the VIP and investment incentive. They have to go to Rian etswane.gov.za.
Repeat that, MMC.
It's Rian, it's RIAAN.
Yes.
Yes. Etswane. Oh no, yeah, it's RIAANL. Etswane.gov.za.
Yes.
And for TIDA, it's www.tida.org.za. And for my office, they can keep in touch with Mark Rountree. It's MarkRountree@swane.gov.za. But before I even forget, I was very pleased with another progress that we did have. We approved the waiving of the ECD land development fees. So I'm so excited that eventually all the ECD practitioners will be able to access the grant that the province and national government have been, you know, a little bit reluctant because of the cost that we've been associated with the development.
I think big moment. Very, very great moment. Well done. I think we must leave it on that high note, MMC. We thank you so much for your time and the effort that you guys, you and your colleagues and the committee is doing, and the people who are working for the people. And we truly wish that you will continue the great work and let us see this city become the city that it deserves to be, one of the best. The thing that really stood out for me, mentioning that we have 136 embassies, that is second best to Washington, D.C. So I think, yeah, I give Tswane a high five on all the efforts and the brilliant achievements. Keep on the great work, MMC.
Thank you so much. And thank you so much for inviting me, and to all the residents of Tswane, all the listeners. I say we are here. We are here to serve you. Thank you so much.
Brilliant stuff. Have a great evening.
Have a great evening. Thank you. MMC.